Blog Talk Radio.
Great show on tap for you today, and we are moving forward with our self-empowerment for this 2011 year. And I don't know about you, but I can't believe we're almost halfway through another year. How are you doing on accomplishing your goals? You have to ask yourself that question. Are you where you want to be? Are you where you thought you would be about this time of the year? Well, if not, that's what we're here for, so that we can help you get to the place that you would like to get to. And we have a great show on tap this evening. We have a wonderful guest that's going to be joining us here shortly. And the topic is how to overcome and get yourself out of the self-sabotaging types of behaviors that you have been suffering with maybe most of your entire life, or maybe just for the last several years, or however long you've been suffering with it. But we are going to dig into that topic and try to help you overcome that. Now, as you know, here on the Living by Design show, we are all about life enhancement, life transformation, and designing your life. And I want to tell you all to please keep the email notes coming, because I love hearing from you. I love your comments. I love your suggestions for show topics, because we want to bring you the topics that will help you. That's what we're all about. So thank you for that, and keep it coming. Now, tonight, our guest is Ms. Terry Levine, and she is a master coach, a CEO, and an entrepreneur. She is the guru of coaching. She's the founder and CEO of Comprehensive Coaching U, Inc., the professional's coach training program. And this is an internationally recognized program providing training to individuals and organizations that want to learn coaching skills and or become a certified comprehensive coach. Terry works with people to create not only a technicolor vision, but also their definition and value as leaders, and teaches them the coaching philosophy to stop managing, start coaching, so that their companies will prosper and thrive. Whatever the challenge is, Terry has the answer. She's also a successful author, and her much-acclaimed books include Work Yourself Happy, which actually hit number 3 on the Amazon bestseller list early in 2002. She also wrote Coaching for an Extraordinary Life, Create Your Ideal Body, and her new book, Stop Managing, Start Coaching, which reached number 6 on Amazon. And it actually deals with morale in the workplace. Terry is nationally recognized, and she's an authority. And she has been regularly seen in the media and on Channel 10, which is the NBC affiliate in Philadelphia. And she's an expert in the coaching field. And tonight she's going to join us to talk about this very critical topic of self-sabotaging behavior. So I want to welcome Ms. Terry Levine. Terry, are you there?
I am here and so excited to be with you.
Yes, I am so excited to have you here with us to discuss this topic. So self-sabotaging behavior, you obviously know quite a bit about coaching in general and quite a bit about success and how to accomplish your goals and overcome some of these things that people deal with. And this is one that I have been hearing quite a bit about lately. I've been receiving a lot of email notes about it. So we're going to attack this topic tonight.
You know, I'm really glad that we're doing that, I just have to say, because sometimes people want to reach their goals and they're not sure what's blocking them, and it is self-sabotage. So I just want to celebrate you because this is a great topic.
Well, thank you very much, Terry, and I agree with you. And I actually think a lot of people don't really know that they are actually sabotaging themselves. I don't think they understand what it is. So that's why I kind of want to start off, and I'm going to let you start off by just explaining what self-sabotage means.
Such a good question. Well, we call it being a victim of self-sabotage because, in truth, most people don't recognize what the signs are. So there are 7 signs, and I will promise that I will take people through the actions, but first let me share the signs. One of the signs is when you find yourself focusing on what is not working or what is going wrong. Another sign is that you're constantly stuck in fear. Another sign is that you feel you have no value. Another sign is that you compare yourself to others constantly. Another one is that you meet goals and then you just sort of lose them. You got the goal, but then it slipped away. And the other two are either chasing away relationships or feeling as if you have no purpose. So those are 7 of the different signs of different types of self-sabotage that you could be engaged in. Now,
again, Terry?
Yes.
The last one you said was what?
Having no purpose. So,
no purpose.
Yeah, it's almost like you feel like, you know, what's my purpose in life? No one's noticing me. What's my reason for being? Any of those behaviors are, to us, trigger points. They're the signs that you might be deep in self-sabotage. Does that make sense?
It certainly does make sense. And actually, all 7 of those signs that you just mentioned, I wrote them down here so that we can talk about all of them. They are so common. They are so common. You can likely see any one of those 7, or sometimes all 7 of them in one individual. You could likely see any of those at any given time in any individual. So when we talk about self-sabotage, and that's why I'm so happy that we're discussing this tonight, because a lot of people, after you just read off those 7, a lot of people are now starting to realize, oh, my goodness, I'm in that group. Hmm. I've been doing those things. I'm there. I'm stuck in fear. I feel like I have no value.
So let me first speak to those people because they're just like all of us. They're human beings. And
right.
This is what we do as human beings. Self-sabotage is a very normal part of being a human. So there are going to be times in your life when you do more self-sabotage than others. Here's the good news. When you understand what the 7 signs are, and you begin to look at the signs and you go, ooh, that one is a problem. You know, right now I'm really doing a lot of self-comparison. What I'll do here with the folks today is give an action that you can do that will take that behavior away. I don't just want to say, here's the problem, but I want to say, here's the problem, and here's how I can empower you to help yourself.
That's great. Now, before we get to that, let me just ask you a question because I have several clients, coaching clients, who are struggling with this problem. So some of the things that I hear, the comments I hear, is that this has been occurring their entire life. Their entire life they have struggled with procrastination. That's one of the things that I hear quite a bit, that, you know, that's a symptom of self-sabotaging behavior, that they procrastinate because they're maybe afraid that they're going to fail or some things like that. So if this is something that you have struggled with your entire life, which means that, you know, it's just part of you, it's going to be a harder situation to pull up out of, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's really interesting. When it's really in our DNA and the longer we've gone on with it and the longer it's been in there, it's sort of like cleaning out a room that's become really dirty over the years. It's going to take a lot more elbow grease. The good news, Kathy, is that it still can be scrubbed And I'll share a truism here. I'm always very open to reveal myself. This was me. This was me 15, 16 years ago before I did a lot of self-work on myself. And now I don't have these behaviors. That's not to say they don't show up on occasion, but very quickly I flip the switch and go, oh, I know how to change it. So there's good news here.
That's great. Well, Terry, if you don't mind, since you've already been a little bit of transparent here, how long were you in the self-sabotaging behavior before you made the change?
Till the time I was about good 36 years old, 35 years old. So I was pretty ingrained, and I was also a very negative person. So I was not only self-sabotaging, but I looked at my world in terms of problems that had no solutions. So for me now to be for 15-plus years a coach and helping people around the world shift this and teaching coaches how to do this, you know, it's clearly changed my DNA. And that's why I want to give people hope. Hey, if I could do it, we can help others do it. That's my goal.
Well, that is wonderful. And I'm just going to go ahead and read off these seven signs again that you just mentioned for the ones that are just dialing in and just joining us in the chat room. The seven signs of self-sabotaging behavior, and if you're in here, please listen to what we're going to say after I read these. Sign number one, focusing on what is always wrong. Always focusing on what is wrong rather than what's right. You're stuck in fear, number two. Number three, you feel like you have no value. Number four, you constantly compare yourself with others, or you're always comparing yourself with someone who does it better. Sign number five, you meet a goal, but you kind of lose it, or it just kind of slips away from you. Sign number six, you're chasing away relationships. You're just purposely doing something wrong or bad to kill your relationships. And number seven, you feel like you have no purpose. Now, if any one of those matches something that you're doing or something you've been doing, listen carefully, because we want to make sure we try to move you out of this type of behavior. And it doesn't matter how long you've been in that cycle, it can be changed. There was a time in my life, too, I'm just going to be a little bit transparent, when I had some of those behaviors, Terry, and you're absolutely right. I was in, some toxic situations and making it worse for myself, procrastinating and always seeing the glass half empty, most of the time seeing the glass not even anything, not even half empty. There was nothing in the glass. It was just totally empty. So I had to pull myself up out of it. And that's one of the good things about coaching, is that we can live these experiences and come out of it on the other side and speak from the heart instead of just merely reading it out of a book and then just regurgitating it back to our clients. We can actually speak from the heart that we've been here, done that.
And I think that's what's critically important, because I think sometimes people think, well, you know, I can't do it, this is too difficult or this is too hard. And so when they hear a truth from you, Kathy, from me, they can understand that we're no different than they are, and that if we can do it, they can do it. They just need the formula. You know, we had to learn the formula, probably you did like I did, and it was difficult. But that's why I want to help, and I want to contribute and sort of give the action for each of the seven items so people are able to walk away with something they can do about it.
Absolutely. So let's just go ahead and jump right into that, Terry. Let's go ahead and talk about how can you start the process and, you know, start taking the steps to overcome it.
All right. Let's take one of these at a time. I'm thinking that would be the easiest. So let's start with number one that I put out there, which is focusing on what is not working or focusing on what's going wrong. And I'll just re-explain the problem so everybody's on the same page here. That's when you think a lot or you speak a lot about what's going wrong and you begin to feel dissatisfied. You maybe can't even figure out your sense of purpose or your ambition. And I want you just to start to notice how often you might be thinking or talking about things that aren't working. So that's the problem. Here's the coaching solution. Ask yourself a new question, and I suggest if you're in a place where you could write this down, you do write this down. The question is, what's going right? What's going right? Or another way some of my clients phrase that is, what is working? What is working? So what happens is you begin to notice all the things, no matter how small, that are working well. And I'll give you an example. I love, love, love this Greek yogurt, and I looked in the fridge yesterday and said, oh, I'm eating the last one. I have to buy more. I never got a chance to go to the store. And today I went down for lunch and thought, oh, I really wanted Greek yogurt. I don't have any. And just for the heck of it, I just opened the fridge. And I moved the peanut butter, and lo and behold, behind it was a Greek yogurt. Okay, now that's a really small thing that's going right, but it made my day. So you notice what's going well, and you can also keep what I call an evidence journal. You can write down every day, and I do mean everything, Kathy, that's working. This will change the way of thinking. So any thoughts about that, Kathy?
I absolutely love it, and I totally agree, because when you focus on what's going, people need to understand thoughts are energy. Thoughts consist of energy, and when you consistently hold those thoughts in your head, energy is very magnetic. It draws more to you.
Exactly. And this is really what that's based on. It is based on energetic laws, and these are not some hocus-pocus laws that are out there. These are actual laws of the universe. There's evidence that support these laws.
That's right.
All right. Should we move on to the second one?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, cool. So the second one is also very common, and that's when we're stuck in fear. So let me give a scenario of what that looks like. It's worrying a lot about the future. It's worrying about what might happen, what could happen, what's going to happen. And sometimes you're thinking about fear so much that you're literally paralyzed. You can't even take any action because you're afraid of what might happen. And I'll just give an example.
And when you do take action, you just totally focus on the failure of the action.
Yes, like I'm taking this action, but, you know, what if? You know, what if
right.
I fail the exam that I've been worried about for weeks? And instead of studying for the exam, you're thinking about failing the exam.
Right.
So the right action here is to put your focus on the present. We can't control the future, we can't predict the future, and we really can't control other people's behaviors. But here's what we can control, is right here, right now, ourselves. So let me give you a new question. And again, this is a writer downer if you're by a pen and paper. What is the worst thing that could happen? What's the worst thing? So I simply go, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? And usually it's so ridiculous. I go, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I just let it go. And I literally let it go. I say, look, it's not in my hands to control. And most of the scenarios that we can create in our heads, they almost never occur. And remember the Serenity Prayer? I love the Serenity Prayer. I read that
yes,
quite
Yes, I do.
Right, it's great. So use the Serenity Prayer, or sometimes I'll even write down the things that I can't change, things that I go, you know, I just can't change this. Let me write it down. The things that I say, you know, I would like to be able to change, I just put them out there and say, if it's meant to be, if spirit or God or universe or whatever you call it decides to bring that, that would be great. And I simply relax, I breathe, and I trust that the universe will take care of me. It always does once you start believing
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. So let's move on to number three, because I want to make sure we get all
right. Three is the feeling you have no value. So even though you may have lots of accomplishments, you just kind of lack pride. You know, it's no big deal. And in fact, some of my clients will stew or obsess about the past, or, oh, I didn't achieve this, or I could have, and they begin to think of themselves as a person who's in lack. This could be you if you're listening and you criticize yourself, or someone gives you a compliment and you go, oh, that old dress, you know, that's not new. And you just don't allow yourself to love yourself. And the right actions here are to choose to notice what you do that is good, what you can be proud of, no matter how small it might be. So my suggestion is that every day you keep a log of what you're grateful for about you. And when you hear your inner coach voice, that kind of shows up and goes, oh, good job. And then you hear like sort of the bad voice that goes, well, you didn't do that good enough or you didn't do it well. Just turn down the volume of that and turn up the volume that goes, I did well. I also suggest that you acknowledge yourself for five things every single day. Write them down. Keep them in a journal. No matter how hard it is, every day find five things you feel good about. And when you start to notice those small little successes, it'll flow right into your bones.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, number four, comparing yourself to others.
The problem here is you're constantly making comparisons, and then typically you feel bad when you compare to other people. And in my experience, comparison doesn't motivate us to do more or better. It just makes us feel we're never good enough, we aren't good enough right now. So here's the action. Write out the five qualities that you like best about yourself. Then write out what you value most in your life. And any time you start to compare, notice how similar you are with the other person versus different. Notice how similar you are. I also think it's great to begin to create a list of adjectives that describe you, 25 or more positive words about your greatness. And anytime you notice yourself in that comparison mode, go back to the adjectives that describe you.
And if you have trouble with that, ask the people in your support group who you know are there for you.
Brilliant.
Great. I love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, I'm going to jump down to the chasing away relationships because I know that's a major one that I hear a lot, and then we'll come back to number five. So let's jump to number six.
Sure. This is always feeling like you're either missing something in your relationship or you constantly find fault with the other people. And sometimes it's fear of intimacy, but underneath is usually a fear of abandonment or exposure that actually causes you to intentionally, subconsciously distance yourself from others. So the action here is to create a list of the qualities that you value in a relationship and the qualities you want to attract in your partners. Begin to cultivate connections that you have with people. And I want you to start to express what you want and what you don't want to the other people in your life and let them express the same to you. Also, acknowledge the other people in your life on a regular basis. And when you start to feel afraid, sort of let it be. Let it sit there. Don't push away. Just know the feelings are there. Notice them. And turn on that switch that says, let me focus on what feels good about the relationship.
I love that, Terry. And I'd also like to add, this is a very important one. That's why I wanted to skip down to it, because we need to understand, appreciate the support groups that we have, the support people that we have in our lives. If you know you have a valuable person and you know you have someone in your life who supports you, helps you come up with those adjectives that describe you, please reach out to that individual. Don't isolate yourself away from that person, because we all need that validation and appreciation, and that's how you overcome these things, by accepting that validation and appreciation and allow that individual to help you come up with those adjectives. So I love that. I love it. I absolutely love it. Great, Terry. Great. Now let's go ahead on back to number five. You meet a goal, and somehow it just slips away from you.
And this is a common one. You know, you start a business, and then it fails. You lose weight, you gain it back. And the story underneath very often is you're not good enough. You don't deserve it. So the action first is to list whatever you've accomplished that's faded away. And just when you do the list, just notice it. Notice with love and pride what you got, not the fact they disappeared. How'd they bring you satisfaction? How'd they make you feel? Then look for the limiting belief that says, this is why I can't have it. And just be quiet. Be still and listen to it. Write down how you felt when you accomplished the goal, and write down how you feel now without the goal. And then this is what I call a bridge belief. This is a very, 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 very small belief that feels a little bit better than what you feel now. So if you say, I lose everything that I gain, what feels a little bit better? Well, I was able to keep X. Great. every single week you create a new stepping stone with a new belief, a new stepping stone, new belief, a new stepping stone, a new belief. Pretty soon you'll be over on the other side through that bridge.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. And you're right. I hear that. I mean, I heard a couple of comments in the chat room that that's very common, that they hear it a lot. And I also hear that a lot, too, especially the weight loss goal.
Exactly.
That's
that one comes up a lot, doesn't it? Yes.
Yes, it happens a lot. Oh, I know I'm going to. I'm so excited. I'm so geeked. That's always the number one top New Year's resolution. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But the problem is we jump straight into the action before we look at these sabotaging patterns, before we look at our mindset, before we look at our thought processes, before we look at how we view the situation. We have to do our homework before we jump into the actual goal.
Exactly.
So I love that. I love that. So, and then the no purpose. Now that's a big one.
It's a huge one. And this is where you walk around thinking, I don't know why I'm here. Well, here's the deal. We all have some purpose for being on the planet, and it's time to notice yours. So the action is to write down all the things that are important to you. I want you to write down possessions, people, feelings, everything. And then write out what you want to contribute to the world. And then from your writing, create a statement of purpose that you can read every single day. This is a way that you can add that purpose to your life. You can look at your life and say, how can I give to others? How can I give to the world? And by the way, this doesn't have to be big. Simple contributions to people. And I have to tell you that, Kathy, when I give, I receive. So give, 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 and you'll feel your life purpose begin to resonate.
You know, Terry, those are so powerful. All seven of those tips that you gave for those self-sabotaging signs. And I'd also like to add, just to that last one, when you say give to the world, give to your community, give to your society, please, 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 take heed on everything that we have discussed in this 30-minute program. Before you give to anything or anyone, please give to yourself. That's what this is all about. If you don't give to yourself, you don't have anything to give to your society, your community, your relationships, your work, anything. You can't fill someone else's cup when your cup is empty. You have nothing to give.
I couldn't agree with that more, by the way.
So that's the most important thing that we want you to take away here. This is all about enhancing who you are, enhancing your thoughts, enhancing your beliefs, understanding what's stored in your subconscious that needs to be cleaned out. It's just like you do spring cleaning every year. Well, we need to do spring cleaning on our emotions and our beliefs and our toxic self-thoughts and all these things. This has to happen before we can accomplish our goals and be the very best we can be. And the thing that everybody wants is to be successful. The only way to be successful is to embrace these principles we just talked about, realize, acknowledge, and accept these signs if you fall into those toxic habits, and to take heed on the advice and the tips that our experts have shared with us. So, Terry, you have been a wealth of knowledge. This has been a great discussion, and I highly recommend for everyone who's listening in the chat room and dialed in, tell your friends about this show, because this has been one of the best discussions that I've had in a while, and self-sabotaging behaviors is running rampant in our nation today. So, Terry, we are coming up on our last few minutes of the show, last few seconds of the show. So I want to thank you so much. We are going to bring Terry back for everyone who is just joining us. We just have a ton of people who are now dialing in. But we're going to bring Terry back. So, Terry, if you would give us the pleasure of coming back and just, you know, talking about this topic again, we would really appreciate it.
Kathy, I'd be honored. I love the show and be happy to support you. Absolutely.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank everyone. We thank you for dialing in on the Living by Design show. We want your life to be wonderful. Life is not about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. That's what we do here on the Living by Design show. We are going to sign off for now, and we will see you the same time next week here on Living by Design. Good night, everyone.